On Wednesday's The Business Report focuses on the workplace, and for older people, getting into the workplace or getting back into the workplace can mean coming up against the unspoken challenge of age discrimination. One recruiter has launched a new website designed to help, as Bruce Resnick reports.
Richard Manzolina is in his late 50s, and he's not ready to retire. He used to be vice president of sales and marketing for a beverage company in Connecticut, but he's been out of work for 14 months. He's redone his resume and answered more than 1,000 want ads on monsterandcareerbuilder.com. He's even hired job coaches, but so far he's not even been able to land a solid interview.
And just the total lack of response for jobs I've been applying to, where if I wrote the job description, it would fit my resume to a T, and yet I'm not even getting a response.
Like many older job seekers, Richard can't prove that what he's run up against is age discrimination, but it's hard for him to believe that it's not an issue. He says he feels its weight every day.
Well, I'd be a liar to say that depression doesn't set in. Your self-confidence dwindles rather quickly after 1, 2, 3, 4 months, and then you start to wonder if you ever work again.
But Manzolina recently came across a website that's giving him some hope.
Hi, Tracy. It's Steven Greenberg calling from Jobs 4.0. How are you?
46-year-old Steven Greenberg, a recruiter and human resources expert, is the entrepreneur and guiding force behind Jobs 4.0, a sky blue and lime green four-month-old website that's dedicated to finding good job opportunities for every older worker who's looking. It was an idea born from experience.
I found a great candidate who was otherwise perfect for a job, but was knocked out purely for being too senior. And it was such a blatant example of what I had been seeing, you know, more subtly over the years, that really was the tipping point for me in wanting to start Jobs 4.0.
While there are a growing number of websites catering to older workers, Greenberg says he's breaking new ground by refusing to list part-time work and searching for companies willing to offer permanent positions. Sitting in his study, Greenberg cold calls and emails corporate HR managers. He's selling the gospel of what he calls the new math of our aging workforce.
I mean, there are 76 million Americans set to retire in the next 10 years. Only 46 million are coming to take their place in the workforce. There is this coming tsunami, this wave that's going to change the labor force dramatically in this country over the next 10 years.
In part, his sell is that companies can help themselves by embracing this wave now. He reminds the busy executives that older workers are more stable, don't career hop, and require less training. In the 4 months it's been up, Jobs 4.0 has attracted 3,000 job listings, including some big names like GE, Coca-Cola, and the investment firm UBS. But not everyone is interested. Greenberg recalls his pitch to a major oil company.
We laid out a very careful case for them for the need to hire older workers, and they basically shrugged their shoulders and said, you know what, we're doing fine recruiting people out of college every year, and we don't feel any need to reach out to this group now.
Richard Manzolina, the out-of-work sales manager we heard from earlier, hopes Greenberg's website will help him get past such resistance.
If an employer is advertising on 4.0, then hopefully it's not just for show. It's for real. They know the value of people in that age group.
Value Steven Greenberg believes his employers will recognize with a small push from him.
All we are saying and all the candidates are saying is give us the opportunity to be evaluated on what we can do and not on the year that we were born.
Greenberg knows that for his business to succeed, he must carve out a niche that's different from the employment websites that welcome all comers and deliver on the promise that older workers can still do the job. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Resnick in New York.